This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's time for Robbie's Batchy Report, Robbie's Batchy Report, Robbie's Batchy, 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 Batchy Report. It's normally more high energy, but I'm very
hoping you were going to try and sing the theme song again this week.
I mean, that's what I did.
I mean, because you have to. And you know what? Let's not record it. You do it live every week.
It's time to dive into Bachelor in Paradise, one of the guilty pleasures. The last time we talked about the show was 2 weeks ago, and it was, oh God, it went crazy. I've been watching a bit of the show. It's insane, Robbie.
It's not. I'm not making this up, Tim.
No, it's so crazy. It's very addictive.
Crazy. No, it's, and I can tell you, Dina, it's gotten crazier and crazier and crazier. We've finally seen an end to the bisexual, pansexual storyline and warning spoilers.
Everyone spoils. Okay, so there has been a bisexual, pansexual storyline since the second or third episode on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, and I will be discussing up until last night's episode. Okay. So if you haven't seen it, block your ears and la-la-la-las for just a moment.
Yep.
But Alex and Brooke did have this off again, on again. But look, the shame about this show is that it's not really set up to support any sort of bisexual or same-sex relationships.
Yeah.
Because
as much as people, there were news articles saying we're praising that they're doing it, it wasn't actually done well. It wasn't a great display of
look, I don't think they've been too bad with it. I don't think they've been too, you know, waka waka waka.
No, not at all. They're doing the best that they can, but I just don't think they're prepared for how it's going to go.
But look, honestly, they did probably what they are guilty of is trying to overflog it a little bit.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Brooke has now walked out, which she did on her season
as well. Brooke's walked out
again, which she did on her season.
Wait, when did that happen? Is that last night?
That happened, I think, at the end of last week.
Oh, okay. Why did Brooke walk out?
It all just became a bit too much. Well, actually, Alex told her that she probably would rather just pursue things with Bill, who she also was getting along with quite well. So she told Brooke, look, let's call this off.
Romantic Survivor.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. So let's call this off. I mean, also the thing is, if you want to stay there, you kind of have to pair up with a dude.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's no one to give you a rose when it's their turn to pick.
So girls come, but if they're having bisexuals, if they're having people of multi-attraction in the show, they should be able to give the space for them to be able to pick each other.
It was said that they could do that, but if they do that, then the power shifts between the females males on the show. So when it came to the males, there'd be no one to pick them and they'd be gone.
Fine.
So that's basically how it would have ended up. Well, unless you're a fame-hungry, reality TV show celebrity, and you want to stay on the show for a little bit longer and maybe get your own season.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex decided to stay with Bill. Now, things have turned, you know, they've gotten really crazy in the last few episodes. Bill has decided that he wants to make a play for maybe the biggest love rat that we may have seen in reality TV history. He has been on camera sort of openly trying to flirt with other people and then basically lie to Alex's face, who has been the main sort of relationship for him of the season. So Flo...
But Alex is a girl, yeah?
Alex is a girl, yeah. Okay. Flo, who was on last season, has come back. She had a date with Bill. Bill gave her all these promises and lied to her and then lied to Alex, and there was fireworks.
So Bill's a liar.
This is what baffles me, Dean.
Bill's a player.
You know this is all recorded and you know this is all going on television. What is the end game?
Like, maybe they promised something. But it is weird. Like, it is entertainment, after all. It's not infotainment.
Why would you want... See, it's bad enough when you're in a relationship.
Maybe you're just a bad egg. Maybe he doesn't realise what he's doing is so bad.
Yeah, but it's lying. You know, when you're in a relationship and your partner may find out that you've lied to them or deceived them in some
way... terrible.
That's awful. And to gain their trust back is hard. You've now done this on national television.
Yeah, it's not going to go like, well for you.
It's going to be hard for you to sort of, you know...
Absolutely.
Have any trust in relationships after this. So that's been fantastic. We've also got the two absolutely nuts crazy boys. There's Ivan and Jules, who just seemed to have no experience in dating whatsoever.
Oh, really? And now, Jules, the one that had a mustache, yeah?
Had a mustache.
And I actually, because I watched a little bit, I actually like him a lot. He is goofy. He is a nutbag. I'm very here for him.
Yeah, he's unfortunately falling apart a little bit because he hasn't got much dating experience. Somebody else has come in that he finds interesting and he just has frozen and shut down.
Oh, babe.
And Ivan is like one of, like a stage 15 clinger, like not even a stage 5. Like just okay. This absolute, oh, like Lord. Claws in, really trying to gouge his way in with this, with I one girl it. In the creepiest way.
It is, honestly, it is really addictive television. I absolutely love it. Watching The Bachelor in Paradise, I kind of was just got stuck watching it at home and I was obsessed.
Look, it is a lot of fun. It's a big investment, 3 nights a week.
Yeah. But it's high drama. Episodes. They're all over the place and they're all just trying to find love in theory, but really they're just making very entertaining TV.
Oh, look, and the and producers know how to get it out of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Gene, I did find a challenge for you in last night's episode that I think would work very well for you.
I'm here for it.
Now, Crazy Ivan, the stage 15 clinger, he just followed someone around time and time and time again for ages, followed her around everywhere, picking her up, lifting her up. Now, he just entered into her room, basically, while she's in the toilet and just sat there on her bed waiting for her. So, charming. I think a little bit of just forcing yourself into someone else's space and just not...
Oh, I do that already. That's
not leaving them alone.
So far, the two tips you've given to me, I'm going to be honest.
I think you already do.
That I already do. So, I mean, sure, just force myself into someone's personal space and just kiss someone with consent, of course. These are the two tips that Robbie's given me. It is so weird to watch the show and watch them try and, like, hook up or kiss awkwardly and then have to talk about it. It's really entertaining. I love it.
Oh, look, I don't understand the
motive. I see why it's
so
addictive.
I don't, but I do. Like, would I do it? If there was
were you a happily married
like
man,
this,
Robbie?
Well, you know, if the circumstances allowed for it, I think I might. But like, I think the excitement of it, I would go through.
I mean,
process.
You were saying they just weren't prepared to do a bisexual storyline properly and commit to that, which is a real shame. I enjoyed watching the bisexual storyline because I think it's important to see that kind of diversity and that kind of feelings for people and that kind of love. I would actually love to see a bi Bachelor in Paradise so people had an option. So it was about them picking the person, not picking the gender.
Yeah.
I think that would be really great. It would be really interesting.
And it's something that if it's set up correctly...
And then there's space for non-binary people to be involved.
Yeah. And it's something that... It's something that could work, and that's the problem. They didn't change the rules or manipulate the rules to allow this sort of to thrive.
Yeah, they just used it for
to.
Ratings. It's a little disappointing.
Exactly. I mean, but you know, this is.
I mean, it's
where
reality
we are.
TV. What do we expect?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And we get to scream at the TV and cry and yell and.
Oh, they're so loud though. Like I tried watching a few, and then I was like, they're just really loud. It's like when you used to just watch Big Brother in the background, and your head was kind of exploding.
Now I know Brittany, who you're a big fan of, was very loud and very crazy. She sadly did go home.
She's gone. Oh, why did she go?
She got done over by a boy. She did find a boy, but then the boy found somebody else. And
and that's what's really hard. Like it's musical chairs of love, and it's kind of like a Saturday night, quite frankly.
She took it very well. She said she's going to go date a tree. She said, I'm going to date the tree.
She's a funny one.
she was great.
Absolutely entertaining.
Good for television.
Absolutely entertaining. Well, what are your predictions? What are your predictions for The Bachelor in Paradise coming up next week?
Look, I reckon Davey was in a few episodes ago. Davey was there. They really want to see Davey and Flo together. Davey accidentally, I think, got sent home before they thought he would. I think they'll be bringing Davey back for a bit of drama with Flo based on last season. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be very exciting
stuff. I mean, everything seems to always be about drama on these types of shows, doesn't
it? Well, I would hope so. Otherwise, I'd be bored watching.
Do you think they'd ever have a gay male in the space? I mean, having women, that seems like an easy market.
I think so too, yeah.
Do you think they'd ever have a gay or a bisexual male in the space?
Yeah, I don't see it going over as well, unfortunately.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. I think there's something novel and sort of scandalous about it, you know.
There's also just something really nice for seeing that representation on our television.
Yeah, I for one would love to see it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the boys trying to decide whether they wanted to... go off with
but they have to prep for it. They have to be prepared to be able to make it work.
Yeah, and there should be maybe some consultation, you know, a bit of like, what is the best way to handle this?
Also looking at the show and looking at the characters on the show, it really is like the women were more equipped for what that means and what that conversation is than the men were.
Yeah.
Like the men were just kind of a mess.
Yeah, and it is
very... Is Paddy still in it? He was nuts.
Paddy has gone. Look, these shows can be quite guilty of being very bro, very, you know...
Yeah.
A lot of entourage-esque type behaviour.
But he's gone. He's out.
He's gone. The party boys tend to go quite early in these ones, and you get left with.
Is there anyone you've got a crush on?
Yeah, there's a beautiful boy called Connor from Canada who's gorgeous.
I mean, I do like that they're bringing people from other shows as well. It's very exciting.
I don't. Sure, we've got enough people.
You're not here for it. All right, fair enough.
That's not going to work. Long distance never works, Steve.
Well, that's true. That's the Battery Report. That's Robbie's Battery Report. We'll hear more from that next week. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.